Good afternoon. This is Mark Gall with Top Third Act Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September the 10th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 7.5 cents at 517.5. December wheat down 3.75 cents at 688.5, and November beans up 16 cents at 1286.5. In my opinion, the reports were bearish. Corn production was up 246 million bushels. Beans were up 35 million bushels. Corn yield was up 1.7 bushels to the acre. Beans were up 6 tenths of an acre. The stocks, corn stocks in the U.S. up 166 to 1408, 30 million higher in the beans at 185, 12 lower in the wheat at 615. But the world carryouts, corn is up 13 million metric tons, beans up 2.7, and wheat up 1.7. So I didn't see any reason why this market rallied. The corn took out all the support at $5.05, $5.03, $5.25, $4.99, and then it bounced as much as 26.5 cents off the lows. We did break 7 cents off the highs, but I have no idea why we closed higher. Same thing in the beans. The beans broke about a dime once the report was released. Then we rallied some 37 cents off of those lows. We broke 13.5 cents. By the close, so it wasn't as high. The oil actually closed lower, down 20 ticks, but the meal was up 460. Off the crush, that should have been a 7 cent higher close in the beans. You know, what caused the rally in the corn and beans? Did the Chinese buy it? It would appear so, but who really knows? The chart formations, we've got an outside up day in the corn and beans, which looks pretty impressive. We'll see if it lasts more than a day or two out here. Does anybody really think that the yields aren't getting bigger from September 1st till today? And, you know, we still got another 4 or 5 days to really make this crop. And I think the yields are going higher. I think production's going higher. I think carryouts are going higher. We're getting into the brunt of harvest. The funds are still long. They were a little bit less long. I thought they were long about 233,000 contracts. Turned out they were long about 203,000 contracts. But after today, they're long about 212,000 contracts. So it's still an awful lot, in my opinion, considering how bad the technicals look, except for the outside update here today. Is that going to be enough to keep the funds from blowing out? We'll have to see. But to me, the fundamentals are squarely bearish. But the technicals after today's action looks a little bit friendly. You know, again, is it going to last more than a day or two? We'll have to see. But again, I think these numbers are very bearish. I think demand is ultimately going to be down on corn with those world carryouts as big as they are. And I just don't see where this crop's going to go unless the dollar really tanks. It was up 11 ticks today at 92.59. So, you know, I'm still concerned. They got the Dow Jones down another 271 off of COVID. In my opinion, it's down to 34,600. That's 800 points off its highs. So that makes me a little bit nervous out here. So, you know, yeah, we rallied, but I think it's just an opportunity for guys, if they open higher Sunday or trade higher on Monday, to get some more grain sold out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. One last thing. Tomorrow we remember the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and we have to keep in our prayers all the families that lost loved ones in the attack. We have to pray for all the first responders, for the people who fought in the air. One of the darkest days in American history, and I, for one, will never forget or forgive those who perpetrated this dastardly crime. So our prayers are, again, with those families. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.